everybody. This is South by Southwest 2012, and we are at the hottest party of the entire event. It is the opening night party for the interactive track, and standing next to me is the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Ficklin from Frog, formerly known as Frog Design. Now, you may know him from doing this sort of human, I don't want to say Tetris, but the human oddly configurated demo at Mix. What was the name of that?
Wall Panic 3000.
Wall Panic 3000. And this year at South by Southwest, we've gone bigger and better, and he's about to talk to us about what he calls electro tennis. So, Jared, what have you done here behind us?
Okay, so this year our theme was the Maker's Arcade.
Okay.
And we just wanted to give physical interfaces to what were formerly digital experiences, or digital interfaces to physical experiences. This is the physical version of the classic game Pong.
Okay.
But we wanted to scale up everything huge, crowd size. So it's a 30 by 30 foot game of electromechanical Pong that we call electro tennis.
So some people might think that the life-size version of Pong was like tennis, but you've gone bigger and better and made it more digital. Talk to me exactly about the hardware we have behind us.
Okay, so we're using fidgets, and we're using a bunch of stepper motors, and we have a large carriage spanning 30 feet, and below it is hanging the puck. That's the electromechanical part, and it's computer controlled. Puck bounces back and forth. The humans have to move this very large 5 foot by 5 foot cube paddle back and forth. Takes one or two people to move it back and forth,
okay,
to bat the puck back. It's split into two half courts because, well, conceptually, one could be here and one could be in Redmond.
Tokyo. Redmond. Anywhere cool. Tokyo, Redmond, you know, the hot spots of the world.
So and we wanted to add that digital layer to it that, you know, that's Pong. That's not tennis.
So in order to move these blocks, what are these blocks constructed of, and about approximately how much does each weigh? If I'm moving my Pong electro tennis controller.
So they're the very analog part. They're repurposed water tanks. They're 550-gallon water tanks. So they weigh, I don't know, right now I think we have them at about 75, 80 pounds. They're on casters and on a track. So you kind of get, put a little shoulder into it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little muscle grease, a little elbow grease. And then what's showing on the projectors?
So the projector is, you know, if we had them split up, it would be showing the other person's course.
Okay.
Because we're not at a 20 square mile party, we actually have the camera mounted right on the carriage.
Okay.
And so you'll be seeing your other team's faces as you try to beat them in the game.
And looks of fear and awe and agony as you score.
If it was moving 20 miles an hour, that's exactly what we will see. You'll see in practice, the limits of engineering and budget have kind of made this a very graceful game, shall we say.
Okay, and now was this simply a project of passion, or does this have like future use in the real world?
Well, we have this concept at Frog called playful research and development.
Yeah.
Where we learn new technologies that we can later apply in our design practice. And this taught a bunch of our designers the things around the open hardware movement that they could put in use later, making like user experience simulation. So that's
awesome.
One of the main purposes. The other purpose is just to show everyone at South by Southwest Interactive that Frog isn't just this like global innovation.
You're not just Wall Panic.
Yeah, no, that we have a fun side too.
Right, because nobody knew about your fun side.
No, not at all.
You guys keep that really subtle.
We do.
All right, cool. Well, I can't wait to play it later, and check back more because we're going to check in with two other really cool things that Frog is working on. South by Southwest 2012.